When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
We asked you so much the last couple weeks about the anticipation of your first playoff game. Like, what was the experience like, and do you think that helps you as you now that you have that experience, now it's, you're going into another one?
Yeah. I mean, it was an amazing experience. The atmosphere in the stadium was incredible. Their fans were super loud. Everybody had all their family in town and stuff like that. And then not only going to our first, my first super, playoff game, but winning it felt incredible. I mean, just seeing everybody smiles and coming together and happy for one another. And then quickly moving on to the next team, and knowing that what every team's goal is at the every season is in arm's reach of us at this point, is super exciting.
You think just that one game helps you and the team more broadly? Just that the novelty of the playoff thing's over, and now it's.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of you hear a lot about before that playoff game that not a lot of players on our team had playoff experience, but we talked amongst ourselves and amongst each other, and we're like, it's a football game at the end of the day, and most of us have been playing football since we were 8 years old, so we got to go out there and just treat it like a game. But with that being said, it still is a different feeling in the playoff. In the playoffs, and now I feel like we have a little bit of that playoff experience and a win under our belt, and just a little more fire and attitude, and going into this next one.
What made it different last week in your first playoff? Did it feel different during the game?
The difference is, a mistake is magnitude, is magnified, and you need your best players to play their best in a situation like that, and. It's all on the line, so everything is just at a higher level. Like whether you're making a mistake or making a play, it's just at a higher level. And I think we did a good enough job of staying together, and playing play after play, and if their offense scored on us, we weren't hanging our heads down. We were ready to go out there for the next play, and I think that type of mentality that we had. Has to keep going in the next few games.
NFL Films put together a little highlights of Dexter in that game. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were times it looked like he was playing against a high school team or something. do you sometimes marvel at the way he's able to dominate like that?
I do, actually. I mean, game respect game type of thing, you know what I mean? It's just like some of the stuff I've been able to see him do this year has just been like, whoa. Like, I've seen D tackles, do a swim move or do a rip move or do a long arm or do, like, all these things that, like, will get them free. But I'm like, okay, I've seen another D tackle do that before. Whereas, like, he's doing things that I'm just like, I've never seen no other D tackle in this era do that. You know what I mean? And it's like, he's one of a kind type of player and, a generational player, in my opinion.
Then in that first matchup, you guys gave up 250-plus yards on the ground to this team. How much do you put that on the defensive line's shoulders to want to limit that run game this week?
I mean, the defensive line always takes, you know, the credit for everything. You know, whether we're not getting enough pressure on the quarterback, whether we're not stopping the run, we're going to put it on our backs at the end of the day. And that obviously is not going to be enough going into this playoff game if we allow them to do that again. You know, it takes all of us, though, you know, not just the D-line, the whole front seven, the safeties, everybody, to stop the run. And, you know, that's our goal this week, is to try to make them one-dimensional and stop the run early as possible.
You played a lot of quarterbacks who can move. What's the key to dealing with Hurts?
I mean, I think, you know, once he becomes a runner, just treat him like a running back. I think that's a big thing about Jalen Hurts, is he's a strong runner. You know, he doesn't run like a quarterback once he's in space. And I don't think you should approach him as a quarterback once he is starting to run. I think you need to treat him like a running back, take the right angles, put your body on him, and tackle him strong, you know, and try to fluster him when he's back there standing in the pocket.
You didn't play in the first two Eagles games. Everyone right. talks about a third time. You haven't been there yet. What have you observed looking at those, the tapes of those games? And also, what about their offensive line specifically going against Kelce?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been able to play against them the two times we played them this year yet, so I'm looking forward to this one. You know, I feel like their offensive line works well together, starting with Kelce. He's a really good center. You know, a lot of people call him like the Tom Brady of centers. He's like, he knows protections. He just has feelings for pressure and blitzes and all type of stuff like that. So, you know, give him credit where it's due. He's a good guy. He's a good center. And, you know, we're going to have to attack this offensive line.
Given the fact that you guys were banged up in that first matchup and resting a little bit in the last matchup in Week 18, do you feel like that provides you guys with a little bit of an advantage because they haven't seen your best shot yet?
I mean, I don't know, you know, about advantages or weaknesses or anything like that. I do know, you know, we do have a more healthy team this time going around. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, most of our guys on defense. A lot of our guys on defense were banged up the last few times we played them. And, you know, I'm looking forward to playing with a complete team this time around.
I just talked to Xavier, and he said that, you know, you're going to walk in through the tunnel at the stadium. It's going to be crazy. But he said you guys are able to kind of tune that out. The fans aren't playing. You are. And how do you handle that? Because obviously this is one of the most heated rivalries in sports.
I mean, I guess everybody looks at it in a different way. I don't really tune it out. I just make it my own noise. You know what I mean? Like, when I hear crowd noise, I don't see it as, like, that's the opponent's crowd. I'm just like, it's a crowd cheering at the end of the day. Whether we're in my own stadium or someone else's stadium, it's just crowd noise. And, you know, I almost channel it and make it mine. You know what I mean? It's just like, when I hear the crowd getting fired up, it's like, it fires me up. And I don't really care if they're rooting for the other color or not. I take it as my own. And, you know, I actually love that type of environment. Like the last game we played in against the Vikings, they just had an incredible environment, and I loved it.
Leo, you guys appear really loose during practice, dancing around and whatnot. How important is that not to make too big a moment of it, and how much does that come from your head coach?
I mean, I think that's huge. I think that's something that I've very valued in this team, is, you know, we're serious when we have to be, obviously. You know, we're taking this seriously. But at the same time, I think we have to be loose and have fun and remember that it's a game. You know, be where you're supposed to be and know what you're supposed to do and all that type of thing. But, you know, in the end of the day, I feel like when we play with that type of fun and looseness, we play with a different type of swagger, and it allows us to play fast.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.